Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
All right, man, I'm back in the building. I'm so excited, man, with my family.
Woo! Welcome back.
We're going to have a good time, so let's get to it, all right? Now, people, Heidi and Frank, they're going to be here a little later with some dish about Cardi B and last night Bachelor episode, and then we're going to be talking about Liam Neeson controversy as well. You don't want to miss it. But first, Haircrack, what you got?
Well, guys, we got a smash alert. But it's also a cougar alert. Uh-oh. Because 48-year-old supermodel icon Naomi Campbell and 25-year-old former member of One Direction singer Liam Payne are now a thing.
No way.
Ooh. Yeah.
No way.
Mad Young, 25, and this dude is getting to the box.
He's killing it.
So they allegedly been together for months now after flirting with each other on social media, and Liam is said to be head over heels. And this dude has not only gotten Naomi Campbell, but she's saying the sex is absolutely mind-blowing.
Whoa!
So that's a glowing endorsement for him.
He's killing
it. There you go.
They've had dates in London and even Ghana, and now this isn't Liam's first time with an older woman. He was with and has a child by 35-year-old singer Cheryl Cole.
Wow. Well, you know what? This is the point of being with a younger man. If he ain't blowing your back out, what you doing with
him? Oh, damn. Portia, did you have to say blowing your back out?
I'm just saying.
Dang, Portia.
Normally, Naomi Campbell, she normally dates older billionaires or, let's just say, billionaires. Mm-hmm. So for her to date a younger man, he got to be doing something that's amazing.
I mean, with there being a 20-year difference, it definitely got the streets talking. What's the youngest that you would date? How far an age gap?
30.
30 the youngest?
Yep.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I do 30.
I definitely thought you would have said 26.
No way.
27.
No way.
It's got to be a 10-year gap. That's it.
It ain't the years, but you just can't talk to nobody in their 20s. It's just not sexy, and they're too young.
And
you,
they ain't mature.
You go in there, she's naked, and she's eating cereal and watching cartoons.
Ooh.
It's not
it. Right behind the ears.
Feel like you've done something really wrong.
Right. I wouldn't date nobody younger because they make you feel like you're old.
Well, when I was 35, I dated young. But that was right after my divorce. I was, playing around. So that was, around 24, 25.
Okay. So 10-year difference. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, what high school does he go to?
The prom pictures was cute, though.
Yeah. Portia picking him up. He getting off the bus with his backpack. Portia out down to Mercedes.
Okay. I already got his sandwiches made. Got the Xbox ready.
Okay. Lunch and everything.
Yes, I sure was. Had the ramen noodles ready for him when he got home.
She was signing field trip waivers.
That's right.
You were giving him everything he missed at home.
That's okay. That's right.
Well, yesterday we talked about J-Lo's social media post to celebrate her 2-year anniversary of being with her man, A-Rod. And Gary did such a heartfelt interpretive read of J-Lo's super long and super loving post. Mm. But not to be shown up by his girl, A-Rod posted a 10-picture Instagram roll with his own super long, and I mean super long, message to his Lola. Now, the show is only 30 minutes, y'all, so here's a tiny portion of his loving words. Matcha 13, I can't believe it's been 2 years, only 730 days, which have flown by, but it feels like we've been together forever. We are meant to be, and how much you mean to me cannot be put into words. Like you, there is none other. Thank you for always being you, for your unwavering support and unconditional love. Te amo mucho, Lola.
Oh, wow.
Macho 13 at J-Lo.
Oh, wow.
That's so sweet. Wow.
But let me tell you something, honey.
Uh-oh.
They not getting along.
So this ain't couple goals?
This is fake, Gary.
No.
How do you know this, though? People do that when they express themselves that much, something going wrong.
You know what? That's so true. And I'm not saying for J-Lo's relationship, but the people I follow online who are the most in love, they be the ones who you go back, they be done scraped their whole page.
Yep.
The man gone, the post gone, everything gone.
So they do the love stuff to overcompensate for the lack of.
Well, yeah.
But I believe him.
I believe both of them.
So do y'all think he did all of this because of what Diddy came and made the comment, or do y'all think he was going to do this anyway? Because remember, Diddy came under one of J-Lo's posts and made a little, you know, comment.
So. I was low-key, like, hoping Diddy would, like, you know, like, slide in there and, like, put a heart emoji, like, you know, by J-Lo's post yesterday or even this one. But I think he respects the boundaries and fell back.
Yeah, that would be 50 Savage. 50 Cent would do that.
What's up, girl?
Yeah. All right, it's time for Dish Gone. Aww. And I'm super awed about this one. So Andy Cohen officially became a daddy yesterday.
Hey! Yes. Congratulations.
So sweet. So Andy welcomed his baby boy, Benjamin Allen Cohen, via surrogate and shared his joy on social media with the world. He posted a photo of him cradling his son with the caption, "Wow, this is my son, Benjamin Allen Cohen. He is 9 pounds and 20 inches. Born 6:35 p.m., he is named after my grandfather, Ben Allen. And I'm in love and speechless and eternally grateful to an incredible surrogate. And I'm a dad. Wow."
Amazing. Aww.
Yes, I imagine him saying it like that because the period after each one is like, wow, you know?
Which I think you should give birth right here on Dish Nation.
Do you do? Are you going to deliver?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh, Lord. You're going to be there?
I'll be Dr. Hustle. Come on. Push.
With your football helmet on. Hike.
Yeah. Hike.
Well, y'all, Andy isn't the only new Papa Bear. Country music star Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, welcomed their bundle of joy yesterday as well. Jason announced the arrival of their baby girl, Navy Rome, on Instagram, and she's adorable.
That's a dope name.
All right, Portia. Everybody is having babies, and little PJ is gonna have a lot of rich baby friends, girl. Mm-hmm. How are you gonna reveal little PJ to the world?
Oh my God, I don't know. I was thinking about that. Like, you know, when they're newborn, I don't know if she's gonna be ready, okay?
You know what I think?
Girl, you gonna be ready.
Some babies' face come out ready, some gotta cook a little longer.
you gotta shape some of them kids'
heads.
We gotta get some money for this.
Yeah,
how much money do you think we can get if we sell Portia baby pictures?
Probably about $100.
$100?
Oh, wow.
You tried it.
That's the one.
For precious baby PJ. Well, how much y'all think Jet Magazine to pay? Because I put on a cover of Jet Magazine in a minute.
Jet don't come out no more.
They don't.
Now, it'll be you and the baby on Beauty of the Week. First ever. All right, y'all, we're going to be moving on. Listen, man, I have never heard anything like this before, man. Tom Brady said that he wants you to treat him like trash. That's right. The Super Bowl champion appeared on Good Morning America, and this is what he had to say about being labeled the greatest ever.
A lot of people, myself included, call you the GOAT, greatest of all time.
I don't even like that. I don't even like it. It makes me cringe. It makes me cringe.
Really?
It makes me cringe. I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say, "You're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more." And I would say, "Thank you very much. I'm going to go prove you wrong."
You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about you guys, but listen, man, if somebody called me trash, I'd probably go off.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't, Ricky. Yeah. You don't really like compliments either. You like them, but then you kind of start laughing and stuff. Well, you just get a little giddy.
It just kind of keep you humble or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But ain't nothing like some negative reinforcement to kind of get you motivated. Like somebody say, "Hey, Tubby, you're going to probably go to the gym that day." Because, like, you realize you're falling off a little bit.
I mean, Gary, I think, like, you got to, you know, Gary, you should work out, man, and lose that stomach because, you know, I get texts all the time saying, "Hey, why does Gary look like sexual chocolate from Coming to America?"
Well, I'm laying on it more, so it's getting flat.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh!
Okay, that explains that.
Reinforcement. Okay. I like that.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, help us, Lord.
All right, guys, before we go, we got to take a moment to send our condolences to the family, friends, and fans of actor Christoph St. John, who passed away this week. For those who don't know, Christoph was famous for his character Neil Winters on Young and the Restless. Rest in power, Christoph. You will be missed.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson had to lay the smack down on reality TV star Shep Rose. He's from Bravo TV's. I'm sure you know this, right? He's from Bravo TV's.
Oh, Shep.
Southern Charm. So the trailer for the Fast and the Furious spinoff called Hobbs and Shaw. I think we watched the trailer here. That's, of course, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham. So it dropped, and then Shep tweeted this after seeing it. They are never going to stop making Fast and Furious movies. My question is, who keeps paying to see them? I don't know one person that does. Guy Fieri?
Guy Fieri?
I guess he looks at Guy Fieri and thinks he's got to be a Fast and the Furious fan.
Shep.
I know, right? Well, The Rock replied to this snarky tweet by saying, crazy, right? When you think the franchise over the years has made over $5 billion globally. Oh, and I know one guy who watches it, my buddy Mark Zuckerberg. Crazy, right? Now, I feel kind of two ways about this. On one hand, yes, he laid a smackdown on this guy. Like, oh, who watches it? It's made $5 billion globally. But I'm The Rock. It's like, why? He's like, yeah. Shep Rose is a gnat. It's like, okay, dude. Like, why respond? Why give him attention?
You know? Yeah, I don't like the Rock showing a little bit of insecurity because someone commented on Fast and Furious. I mean, who watches it? Well, he said $5 billion worldwide. Let the Fast and the Furious trolls go after Shep.
Smartly after that tweet, Shep replied that he retracts his statement and will now binge watch all the movies and will be in the theater to see the latest installment.
Somebody had to, like, tag the Rock in this to make him even know this guy said this about
right.
him. But, yeah, but once again, to respond, Rock's got bigger and better things to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like someone, you know, ripping on Dish Nation. Am I ever going to comment?
No.
Actually, I don't comment on anything, really.
You really don't.
I really need to do social media more often. But I said, you know, if I'm going to get fired, it's going to be live on the show.
That's just
it. It's going to be something I tweet.
Right. You might get fired, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right here.
Watch and watch me get fired. Well, I took a little break, but now I'm all caught up with The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. You're still watching?
Yes, I'm still watching it. Everybody's watching it. Heidi, where are you?
Colton
the Virgin Underwood.
Sounds like a fighter.
Colton the Virgin Underwood. So he's actually taking the remaining girls to Thailand. All right. Nothing nails it down like Thailand.
Right.
And now one of the bachelorettes, Heather,
mm-hmm.
she's 23 years old. Okay. She's from Carlsbad, California, and she's beautiful, you know, fit. I mean, awesome. But she's also a virgin in the kissing zone.
Shut up.
Yes, she's a kissy virgin. So now you got sexual virgin and kissy virgin.
Ugh.
And they're going to Thailand together, and they're going to be on a one-on-one date. They actually did the one-on-one date, and the moment of truth happened. Take a look.
Oh. It's amazing.
I have kissed a boy. It was so good. It literally just felt so natural.
See, here's the thing about Colton and his kissing ability. I've watched the show enough to know he kisses like he's eating a taco through a picket fence. He's not good at it. He's feeling all good because she has no idea what to compare it to. So she's like, oh, that's kissing. That it was okay.
That
it was so natural.
You're absolutely right. And right there at that clip, there's your winner. He can't risk picking one of the girls who's like, oh, I've had like slept with like six or seven guys. He's going to go, I don't know.
Right.
But if he goes with her, she's like, that could have been the worst kiss ever. And she's like, I got kissed by a boy and I saw like a raw firework.
Yeah.
Up next, well, you will definitely be taken by Liam Neeson and what he has revealed that has everybody up in arms. And Atlanta has that story up next.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So should Liam Neeson be canceled? Well, this is what many people are talking about and thinking after the Hollywood star admitted to reporters he once set out to kill a man that was an innocent black man after somebody close to him was raped by a black man.
Lord.
Now, although Neeson claims he was ashamed of his actions, his remarks has sparked a widespread outrage. Listen for yourself.
I'm not going to use any names, but I was aware. I came back and she told me she had been raped, but she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. But my immediate reaction was, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a Kosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
But my thing is, why is he talking? I wouldn't have said nothing. Anybody asked him to even talk about that.
He shouldn't have said nothing.
I wouldn't have said nothing. Then he said he was looking at a pub. Black people don't even go to pubs.
Well, he's from Ireland or Scotland or something like that.
And look at it this way. We don't like when people racially profile us, period. So that's exactly what he was about to do. He was about to walk out of where he was, and if a black person walked up to him, they could just be going to get their mail.
Yeah.
And bump his shoulder, he was going to kill them.
For a week.
That's the problem. Not that just, oh, he wanted to avenge his friend, but the fact that he was going to just say, oh, any black bastard, he was going to just go and kill. Like, that's absolutely insane.
We've all been in a situation where somebody's, like, done something wrong to us, and, like, you are so poisoned by your rage that anybody can get it.
You
but
would
just
not
in
have
the,
went
in
and
the moment,
want to,
in the,
for a
in
week,
the
walk
moment,
around
though.
With a machete or whatever Akasha is and kill any white person you saw that tapped you.
Now, I'm not justifying what he said or what he did, but thank God he didn't do nothing that would have got him in jail.
The fool done too many Taken movies. He done took this thing literally.
Okay.
He really
right.
taken right. this too far.
All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Don't have time to go to the spa, or maybe nobody's home to give you a massage. No worries. I got the perfect solution for you. The iPulse Digital TENS Massager. Now, you can soothe tired or sore muscles in the comfort of your own home. This portable compact massager is a therapy unit that uses mild electrical impulses to stimulate muscles and alleviate pain. It has 12 automatic massage programs and 20 levels of strength that allows you to customize your experience.
Ooh, my poor aching bones. I'm here. I could use this.
Well, Gary, this would actually be perfect for you. It got two outputs with AB switch features to control each output individually. Two wires, 10 pads and pad holders, rechargeable lithium battery, and is approved by the FDA as a Class 2 medical device.
This is cool, Headcrack. How much is it, though?
Well, check this out. Usually, the iPulse Digital TENS Massager will cost you about $499. But for the Dish Nation viewers, check this out. It's only $29.
From wow. 400 to 29?
Now, that's a steal.
That's a save.
We really care. Go to mortisave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next is Girl Scout cookie season, and Heidi and Frank have the story of a girl that's making some bloody moves to sell them. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, a young girl by the name of Kiki Pascal is becoming an instant star after her and her mom remixed Cardi B's Money song. Remixed it and sang about Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Do you have it?
I do.
I want to hear it.
You think you're ready for this?
I don't think it can be done.
All right. Take a look.
That shit was all bad, the D's are real. Black girl magic, you know the deal. Community serve, leadership skills. See your theater, Woodland Hills. I got girls in my troop. Cookies to the booth. I got girls in my troop.
I guess it can be done. That is awesome.
If you like Thin Mints and a good beat, that's your girl right
she
there.
She threw out a shout out to my town, Woodland Hills. Where is she? I will buy a bunch of cookies off you, sweetheart.
Oh, she's got cookies to the roof.
I was a Cub Scout, and I was like, we blow. Like the level right between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, you became a wee blow.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I know.
Cool
but Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts never had to sell anything, so I don't understand. Like, the Girl Scouts always obviously have this thing every year. They got to sell cookies. But what are they getting out of?
Money.
You know, we need to get Kiki here on the show. She's a local gal.
Yeah.
Studio City to Woodland Hills. And then we'll force Atlanta to buy cookies from her.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Come on, Brad. You're good for 1,000. 1,000 boxes.
Brad would be like, you need to do-si-do your ass right out of here. Tell you that right now.
You better tag along with her.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.